Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We're doing our introduction. And everybody knows the classic.
Yeah. I'm black and I'm proud. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share. Say it loud. Say it loud. One more time. Say it loud. I'm waiting on y'all. I'm feeding my hand. You know, all the work I did was for the other man. Now we demand the chance to do things for ourselves. Tired of beating our head against the wall and working with someone else. Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud. Revolution on all levels. We are having an open mic discussion within the black community worldwide on how we as a people can revolutionize our mindset and outlook on these horrific contemporary times of the early 21st century. We know we are hated by other groups worldwide, in addition to the fact that Eurocentric colonialization and neocolonialization contributes greatly to our oppression from education, politics, economics, and spirituality. When a people has been brutalized, they have a tendency to sympathize with their oppressors, commonly referred to as the Stockholm Syndrome. When key elements of indoctrination take hold, the oppressed become their own oppressors to carry out a Eurocentric plan of self-hate and self-destruction. When we look at ass scratchers who carry out hidden agendas through politics and economics, we take their words and lies as undisputed truth. Look at your black politicians like Kamala Harris, Eric Adams, Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, and many others who try to push an agenda that is very detrimental to our own survival. This episode tonight was on few occasions, is uncensored, so if you got steam to blow off, you're welcome to call in. And it is for those 18 years of age and over. And please call in at 516-418 5996. Now please add this phone number to your cell phone plan so you will not be charged for calling into our platform. This episode is 345, season 7. Okay, now we got an error up here on our type. We got a typo right here. It says on our advertisement 516-481-5996, but in actuality, it is 516-418-5996. Once again, the number to call in at is 516-418-5996. Okay, as we currently know, what's going on, you know, in the news is Trump running for president. Okay, so at least we know what he represents, and I much rather deal with the wolf than the lamb in sheep's clothing. Also, too, we got to talk about Tim Scott. You know, he's a very, 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 very sad
guy. You there, you there, you okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, all righty, and then everybody's mic is uncensored, you know, so, you know, feel free to comment, okay, and then also, too, we got to look at these black politicians, like these Tim Scotts, these Karen Basses, and these Eric Adams, okay, now, the part it is that is so sickening with all these migrants coming into the United States, as Dr. Claude Anderson had stated, okay, is that they're going to get more benefits than a little bit. And I mean, they even taking people, man, who have homeless vouchers, putting them out for these migrants to come in. But I find it very, very interesting that they let all the migrants come in, but when the Haitians had tried to come into the U.S., okay, they had went up there and sent out there the Border Patrol, you see what I'm saying, you know, hitting them with whips. I wonder where they got that from, okay? And then also, too, though, governor of the great state of Texas, you know, he's busing them straight to New York City, Denver, Colorado, and the sad part about it is that they're busing them to Chicago. Now, get this here, people. In the city of Chicago, they got them, you know, camped out in the police station. In the Windy City, in the police station, you know what I'm saying? And Chicago is one of our strongholds, like Detroit, Michigan was, you know, just like Cleveland, Ohio was, you know, the great migration from the South, I believe, there in the 1940s, okay? But, however, you know, the black male, you know, to keep him oppressed and keep his family unit provided and unprovided for, they would not allow black men to join unions such as for construction, masonry, ironworks, you know, basically your skilled trades, you see what I mean? So then, of course, you know, just off the law of economics, you know, like Malcolm X said in his autobiography, you know, then they're going to go to the racket, okay? And then quite naturally, of course, you know, they made it a point, you know, to keep the substances, and we all know what we're talking about, in the black community to further self-destruction. Okay, so we're going to hear from the anchor man on what he's got to say about all this. Greetings there to you, anchor man. What's on your mind?
Fuck the police. Fuck the government. Fuck Biden. You know, I'm tired of my people being demonized and criminalized.
Yes.
I think it's time for us to take action, get involved in politics, and start taking hold of these offices and start running our own agenda instead of the white agenda. Stop being related to white men. Do your thing and stay original. That's what I got to say. This is what I'm understanding. The angel of peace from the east. Understand and understood in the neighborhood of you. Peace.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Peace, anchor man.
Also, too, what we got to look at as well, too. Okay, yeah, we're getting some background noise from somebody. Okay, yeah, we're getting background noise, okay, yeah, and that there's Brother Chan Kruen, you know, co-producer, co-host, you know, as well, too, coming to you from Denver, Colorado, and later for the Buckets, you know what I'm saying, and I'm telling everybody
hating
in Los Angeles, and the whole
later,
state of
California. Later for the Fakers. The fake show.
No, they threw, man.
The late show
didn't
show up.
Yeah, they threw. They threw. And LeBron, he needs to go on and retire after 20 seasons, you know what I'm saying? I would like to see him have went out with a ring, okay? They got to rebuild the whole organization. And another thing, too, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at how much viewership was on the NBA championships, okay, just like with the Super Bowl, okay, just like with world title fights and what have you, and it's a lot of us producing this wealth, okay? So we got to control the leagues, even if we have to form our own leagues, you see, because everybody likes sports. This can provide jobs, you know, for our young people as well, too. Also, too, for those who are going off into athletics, you know, trying to pursue a career out of it, the odds are against you. So if you get any scholarships and what have you, most definitely take advantage of your education, okay? It's because if you don't make it to the pros, be the sports agent for one of them. Be a marketing exec for one of them. And then I'm calling out, you know, on the players in the NBA, Barkley, you know what I'm saying, Shaq and what have you, man. That, you know, take some of that money, gentlemen, and invest it off into a black-owned NBA team. And if they don't want to get with you on it, man, then form an own league. Because I honestly believe with the level of our athleticism, you know, the whole world will come see us play, rather if it's football, basketball, or baseball, boxing, or what have you. And then also, too, this week, we're also announcing the recent passing of NFL football great Jim Brown. He was 87 years old. Big Jim lived a good life, you know what I'm saying? Then there are those, you know, yes, who were crumb bumped on me because I had made a post. It was probably that WYT, you know what, that probably killed him. And people is telling me, oh, well, man, Big Jim was an advocate, which he was. Big Jim did a lot for the youth, which he was. We just call up the Los Angeles County Jail, and it's all public record. And look at Big Jim's criminal record in L.A. County. Okay, so rest in power to Big Jim. Also, too, came across my desk is that Vida Blue, who was the pitcher for the Oakland A's in 1972-73 up in Oakland. He himself has transitioned, okay, and condolences to his family as well, too. In Las Vegas, Nevada, last week, over the weekend, you had the undisputed lightweight title fight between Devin Haney, who was out of Oakland, California, had went up against this guy by the name of Lomachenko. They're saying the fight was close and what have you. So only thing I'm going to ask is that they go ahead, have a rematch, you know what I'm saying, and let Mr. Haney go ahead and shut Lomachenko down. Okay, now, the likes of Eric Adams, Karen Bass, Hancock there in Denver, Colorado, okay, we really, black family, have to feel sorry for these individuals, okay, all right? But at the same token, though, it is up to us, you know, as Brother Perez had did when his campaign for mayors have a B1 agenda, okay, because don't nobody care about us, and we got to care about ourselves, and I'm talking about throughout the whole diaspora. You see what I'm saying? Get rid of them neo-colonialists over there on the continent. Look how China, you know, is acquiring all the land of where the gold is, where the vibranium is.
Not only that, Shabazin, they're building infrastructure there, and now the Africans are beholden to them.
Yeah.
Just we got any callers, Shabaka?
Okay, no, we
have
864.
Who's 864?
Yeah, their mic is unmuted. They could join in the conversation anytime they so desire. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, please add this phone number, 516-418-5996, to your cell phone plan so you will not be charged for this phone call. They just started this nonsense. But however, folks, they got a shadow band, okay, and please spread all the episodes Go to our archives, follow Shabaka, E-Capital, E-X-P on Stinky Bird. Yeah, it's Tweety Bird, but I call it Stinky Bird. It's because anytime you have a dude by the name of Musk tells me that he stinks. All right.
Business going on, huh, Jerry?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
He got a majority of his wealth, man.
Yeah, this podcast on. They can't hear us. You know what I mean?
Oh, we can hear you.
Peace, God. Go ahead, beloved. I'm here.
Who is it? Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir.
What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, Lord Jamel. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Oh, okay, Mr. Jamel.
Thank you for calling, brother. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, man, we got Phoenix, Arizona, but I'm on the East Coast now. I had joined in a while back. I was in Phoenix, but now I'm in South Carolina for a spell.
Okay, so you had to get out of the desert here, huh? Yeah, because I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada tonight. Okay, and the temperature is starting to creep up right here. You know what I mean? And I love it. You know, I love the sun. You know, you can't have no life without the sun. Okay.
Right. And so therefore, too.
And we got to change the educational mindset of our youth is because, you know, like how a lot of our youth, you know, they're going, you know, straight from pretty much like grade school, you know, to the jailhouse, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're getting feminized.
Exactly. And glad you brought that up here too, Anchorman, is because Terrence Howard, as we all heard recently in the news, he has quit Hollywood. And the reasoning that he has quit is because he, you know, like myself, are tired of the effeminization of black males in these dumbass movies, okay?
Yeah, and
they miseducate our youth thinking that this is progress, and it is not. You know what I'm saying? Now, keep in mind, these individuals have a right to their human rights and to their civil rights, but don't no man got a right to come up to me talking about that he is a woman because this fool cannot menstruate, he cannot ovulate, he cannot bear children, okay?
Right.
And really, folks, what it is, it's a form of genocide. I mean, look at this stuff that's going on with Dwayne Wade and, you know, that happened with his child, okay?
And then also,
let's look at the movie actress Charlize Theron, who had had two children from Africa that she adopted, but you know she's a Boer, okay? The Boer is them descendants that went into Tanzania, and they're descendants of them Dutch. You see what I mean? All right, and as far as I'm concerned, they're still Dutch.
That's what the musky man is.
Exactly.
And he got majority of his wealth came from apartheid.
Of course it did, you see, and this is why we recognize, you know, Sister Mary Makeba, who himself was persecuted, you know, under the apartheid and what have you, where she had to leave Zania, you know, in the 1960s, you know what I'm saying? And then, and we do know, and as y'all know, Mama Africa was married to Dr. Kwame Ture, and she was also married to the great jazz musician Hugh Masekela as well, too. Now, the cold part about it is that how are invaders going to go in, you see what I'm saying, take over people's land, and then you're going to come up with a philosophy saying that we must coexist with them. See, these are invaders, unlike here in the United States where we were brought here against our will, you know.
They were invaders here, too.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, that's true, too. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we did the episode, Sue, Your Colonizer, you know what I'm saying, a while back. So definitely check our archives on it. And then, folks, when you do check our archives, please spread the episodes, you know, share them as much as you can, because they have a shadow band, okay? And I'm just telling Silicon Game Valley what they're doing to us, okay? It's because we try to get our message out, you know, they limit our listeners and all of that, but you could definitely listen to our playback episodes, and please share the playback episodes, okay? And then also, too, there's an episode that you and I did, Brother Parris, years ago, which was Hollywood's effeminization of the black male, okay? And I think we did that, man, in response to a movie called Fences that won the Academy Award and depicting that lifestyle. And anybody, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not the most brilliant person that there is, but dagnabbit, I try my best, you know what I mean, and what have you. Now, in the school system, I noticed that when I was going through the inner city school system, you know, they had a very, very limited supply of school books, particularly like when it came to the sciences and mathematics and all that. You know, they are there. Yes, sir.
The anchorman got disconnected from me, so he's going to call back in. Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Okay. Merge you here. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. The anchor man is on. Okay. All right. Yeah. So we got the anchor man with us back again. And so once again, you know, here's where they're doing this funny stuff with us, folks.
Once again, it's on.
Huh?
Once again, it's on.
That was an Ice Cube record. Once again, it's on.
Yeah. The revolution's on, General. It's time to take action.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. You see what I'm saying? And the first thing is to start with the educational system. You see what I'm saying? Then our babies have got to be taught this here in their formative years. You see what I'm saying? So they don't go off on the wrong path, you see. And then, of course, too, in these OTBs is going up here fueling it is okay to go up there and use these NGR terms. That is unacceptable. But what's the first thing they're going to say? Well, man, they say it in the rap records, man. Man, later for that. You see, and just like one brother who I invited to call in, you know, who's always doing live feeds every day. I know you're familiar with Gino, right, Jay?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, he made, you know, a lot of sense on his videos as well, too. And then we want to give a shout-out there to Jay Dizzle, Black I Stand Radio. Want to give a shout-out there to Outlaw Radio, the brothers up out of Beertown or Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying, Kevin Barnes and his staff. Also, too, we want to give a shout-out there to the Revolutionary Agenda, and definitely always check us out on Frontline Black News and Shabaka's Black Experience and is a division of Frontline Black News. And we're asking all our listeners and our well-wishers, please share the episodes, is because I'm putting it out here on the airwaves. They are shadow banning us. It's because they don't like this truth. Now, we don't mind nobody calling in and disagreeing with us. They don't like the truth, period. Now, another form of truth that we're going to discuss as well, too, as the anchorman says, you know, on all levels of revolution, what happened, you know, to the brother in New York City who was murdered.
Oh, Jordan Neely, that was a lynching. That was a lynching.
Yes, sir.
And that goddamn, the hell is that white bitch's name? Oh, my God, I can't remember her name right now. But she's trying to get Kathy Hochul to give them a pardon.
No, wow. Wow, yeah, that's bad.
That bastard went on national TV and did an interview talking about he's not a white supremacist and he loves all people and all this kumbaya bullshit. But
right. Well, then if he loves all people, then he should be more than happy to go ahead and make a $1,000 contribution to Shabaka's Black Expanse Enhanced. But we know he ain't going to do it because he's full of shit. That's why. Mm-hmm. And he is welcome to call in at 516-418-5996. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And then we got a misprint in our advertisement tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, up on social media, yeah. It's because the misprint I got right here is 516-481-5996. But the
I fixed this about
him. Oh, okay, okay, good, 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 real good. Okay, now another thing is that we got to have the youth mentoring programs, particularly, you know, for the boys. You see what I'm saying? Particularly when the boys are starting to come of age, you know, like 9, 10.
It was the broad. Sorry, Sebastian.
Go ahead.
It was the broad. I just remember now. It was the broad that got Don Lemon fired.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
The one where he was like, she's past her prime. that broad, she's trying to get Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, to pardon Daniel Penny.
Okay, all righty. Yeah, totally. And if she does sign a pardon, I wonder where Eric Adams is going to be, where they need to start a recall campaign on her ass. And then, you know, and then if the Biden administration and Cop Mollie was right, they would go up there and start charging him with a federal hate crime, because, see, that's all what that was. You see what I mean?
Yeah, and then our
chat room is open.
This ain't no perfect
yes,
world,
sir.
Though. This is a white supremacist controlled and run world.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. And then our chat room is open for our hate mail. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, if y'all want to hate on us, yeah. You know, we don't have nobody in there yet, you know, so I guess we're doing something right tonight. You know
what
I mean?
Don't conjure nobody up, Bobby. And you know who I'm talking about. Don't conjure them up.
I want to see what my man Lord Jamel feel about the whole thing in New York. Lord Jamel, are you from New York?
Yes, sir. Well, had I been in that train car, the white boy got stomped the fuck out. Straight like
period.
That.
Okay.
I couldn't
okay.
really witness
okay.
to that. You know, and that's my question. You know, I just left New York last week after the fact. But in retrospect, I'm saying what a black man was in the car to see a white boy choking him out, because it couldn't happen if a conscious man like myself was there, emphatically, no. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Right.
Well,
exactly.
Well, you're on code, Jamel. The black person that was there, he wasn't what we call this a foundational black American. He was a damn tether from another country, and he sat up there and just watched it happen and assisted in the lynching.
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, that's bad. And also, too, Brother Jamel, as you know, man, too, okay, you said you're out of New York. We recognize New York. I came from the other side of the world called Los Angeles, California. But from what I understand, Brother Jamel, is that the New York City public school system, okay, prior, before old, the panties in Florida is talking about, you know, getting rid of critical race theory to take it out. But the city of New York had banned all knowledge and all publications on Malcolm X and his public school system. Now, this really adds insult to injury, is because how are you going to sit up there and ban one of Harlem's, you know, gems who was in the city of New York when he did his thing on his historical contribution, you know, and as we know, it was his solar return, you know, a few days ago. The brother would have been 96 years of age, you know.
Yeah,
no,
last Friday.
Would have been 98.
Last Friday. Yep, last Friday was his 98th solo return, or would have been his 98th solo return.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then, but, you know, the city of New York, no, we want to erase Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? They want to keep Dr. King off there, okay?
Well, you know, as you said, revolution on all levels,
It was first the evolution of the mind to bring about a revolution, and that's what through purification they're trying to submit these type of issues out there, and that's that. Can we all get along? We are different. We are different.
Yeah,
and that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, I asked a young person who was Nelson Mandela. They couldn't even tell me.
Oh man.
They couldn't even tell me who Nelson Mandela was.
Marcus Aurelius, they can't tell you.
No, they
you ask them who Marcus Aurelius, they can't tell you.
They can't
you know
tell,
they
exactly.
tell you. Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, and that's it.
You know who the Migos are, though.
Obama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You know who DJ Khaled is. What's his
name?
B and shit like that.
Oh, God. Yeah. Beyonce. Jay-Z.
You know who Lil Nas X is. That's a
oh, my God.
With the skinny legs.
Or Melo
Nas X.
I was in Atlanta about a month ago. And it was in the early morning, a 30s looking brother walked by me 3 hours a month just before the sun up. He had a black leather jacket on it. On the back of it had a big white X. So I thought I was going to say Malcolm. They said Nas X. I said, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
damn.
Man.
No, that's
just... Nas X on the back of his jacket. Yeah, so
I know.
Wow,
that's
man.
The right
type of thing. Symbolizing the master of a black
him
man.
My name. I know the rapper Nas is like, who the hell gave him my name?
Yeah.
But wow.
Mabaka, you from Los Angeles. What part of Los Angeles you from?
Okay, South Central L.A. I grew up in South Central L.A. in Los Angeles. You know what
name
I'm saying?
Street.
I left L.A.,
name
man.
To live out there.
Oh,
name,
man.
Name,
oh,
name
man. I can
street.
Name a whole lot. Figueroa, Hoover Street, Central Avenue. You know what I'm saying? King Boulevard.
Yeah,
used to be Santa Barbara. Exposition, man. La Cienega, man. La Brea. Lawson Avenue.
But
jungle. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
83rd and Normandy. Hollywood. North Hollywood. La Cienega.
Yes,
La Brea. Yep. Figueroa,
yes,
Avalon,
sir.
Maine, Broadway. Yeah, I lived there 12 years.
Yeah,
man,
on Harlem Street.
In LA.
Yes, sir. You know what
I'm
saying?
I reside north, south, east, and west. Yeah, I've seen four corners of the planet I reside in. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. And then, of course, as you do know.
From the cage to the stage, from the bricks to the motherfucking Curtis Park, all the way to Park Hill, all the way to Montpelier,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? South side.
Your name
side,
is Denver.
Side,
yeah,
your
name is Denver now.
Not the buckets, man. Not the buckets, man. You know, but however, though.
You gonna put some respect on that name.
It's gonna be buckets. It's gonna be Miami in the Nuggets for sure. It's 54
so
right now. The Heat.
Okay, so it's going to be palm trees playing
that it was
the
mile
high.
No,
the Celtics
are
always
going to be palm
trees
versus palm trees. No, it's not going to be palm trees versus palm trees.
No, man, no, the Celtics got to lose, man. The Celtics got to lose. It's because, you know, Boston, Racist City, USA, and then also, too, folks, if you pull up a archive out of 1978, okay, there's a picture that was in the Ebony Magazine and Johnson Publications of where they were protesting busing in Boston, and then there's a picture of these white guys hitting his brother, you know, with the American flag that's on a staff, and they hitting the brother, and they had him down there on the ground, man, it was kicking him and all this old type of stuff like that. But you know, but I recognize Boston.
That's the Irish
yeah.
up there. That's those racist Irishmen. Yeah, that's
exactly. So that's what scarred to them. I ain't got no regard
right
for
them. Boston is losing right now. Boston's losing right now.
Yeah,
Boston is losing right now? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's great news.
6-50. Yeah, I got the pin up. Look, watching the scores. I came in first priority, so. They're going to lose, brother.
So keep,
eyewitness that the finals, the teams that played to go to the finals, both of them getting swept. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's interesting. The Lakers in Boston, huh? And then I hate to say that any time that the Lakers play the Boston Celtics in the NBA championship game, I hate to say it, put your money on Boston, is because they met about 12 times, L.A. only won 3.
No.
Ask me how I know. I hate to say it. You know what I'm saying?
Both of y'all have 17 championships. The Boston Celtics have 17 championships, and the L.A. Lakers, or as I call them, the Fakers, got 17 championships.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay, okay. So
let's talk about this. How are we going to bring change to the United States of America in regards to the destroying the white agenda? How are we going to accomplish that?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Well,
like glad you
said,
you brought that up.
We got to run our own candidates on a black first agenda. We gotta change the whole narrative, which means we gotta get control of the goddamn media. And that's what we're doing with the new black media. We are controlling the narrative now. We have no choice but to talk about what we're talking about, and what we're talking about is reparations. $100 billion now.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then, yes, sir. And then also, too, what we need to do. Now, here's something for us. Since they got all this digital currency or crap going on, we need to set up our own digital currency. Okay, so we need to get some of our MBA scholars, PhD scholars, Dr. Boyce Watkins, what have you. You're welcome to call in, Elder, drop your knowledge and what have you.
We need to get on board with that BRICS, because BRICS is going to be the new world economy or world currency. It's going to be the standard.
Okay.
And there's like 35 nations that's on board with it. And majority of those nations are African nations and non-white nations. So,
Russia's in
even
there
though,
too, right?
Still victims of neo-colonialism. Yeah, China.
Right, and that's
Britain,
why we
got to
get rid of it.
Brazil, India.
Russia, too.
Russia, I mean.
Okay.
Well, I think Russia's the only one that's a white nation. The rest of them were like African and Caribbean and South American.
What type of currency has changed this brick? What is something like, what is it?
I haven't looked all
into
it.
It's like a euro for black folks.
It's like going to be like the euro. Yeah, it's going to be like the euro for black folks. Yeah, like Ramel said.
Okay, good. Okay, now see, that could cause the economical shift. Now you got to raise the conscious level of our current college students that's going on right now with the B1 agenda. You see what I'm saying? Now, you remember how Ali, well, you guys are after me, but when Ali was heavyweight champ, he used to smash his opponent scientifically, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why he was hated the way he was, but the thing is that you have to understand about Ali, he was the most recognized figure on the planet at that time. And he had emphasized, you know, education. He had emphasized, you know, having our own factories. He had emphasized having our own land, you know, for agricultural purposes as well, too. And what we got to do is come together on the Pan-African front and organize it like a fist, you know, because didn't the minister say that if you separate these digits and slap somebody, they might sting you, but if you want to put somebody place, you just simply bring these digits together.
Okay, so this is what BRICS is going to do, right? So remember all those nations that the U.S. put sanctions on, right? It's going to weaken the sanctions, and it's going to further decline the dollar's value.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Tighter than we got their presence. They ain't doing nothing to put us in slavery. And another thing I think that we need to do is educate the diaspora blacks. Because a lot of them don't know what the code is and how to run under a uniform program that's going to free us from from this oppressor.
Right. Well, see, that's what Dr. Nkrumah was trying to do, too. You see, because from what I understand about Dr. Nkrumah, he had wanted to make Ghana the capital of Africa. And
well,
that's Professor P.L.O. Lumumba.
He got his inspiration. He got his inspiration from what we were doing here in America. So we had to go over there.
From God.
We literally started the revolutions over there. So he was on. He was getting on cold with what we were doing here in America. In the 60s, we brought this country to its damn knees. We could have had anything we fucking wanted and must decide to get fucking integration and interracial sexual access over fucking liberation and motherfucking reparations.
Elijah Muhammad said separate.
Yeah, he did. You see, now another thing about Jim Brown, okay, is because a lot of people have been crumb bumming me on social media about my comments about Jim Brown. Okay, Jim Brown did speak stand with the heavyweight champion like Bill Russell did, Jim Shorter did, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did in 1967 when he refused induction into the Vietnam conflict.
Yeah.
But as we all know, no disrespect to Mr. Brown's memory, but I'm just going by when I was living in Los Angeles of how Big Jim was always in the news, generally on domestic battery cases. Okay, now there was one case that Big Jim got hit with, and Big Jim was facing 6 months and there at the Twin Towers, and Big Jim comes up there on the news the day before he goes see the judge, says that he don't give a damn about going to jail. Okay, Big Jim goes to court the next day. The judge informs Mr. Brown, well, hey, Big Jim, I saw your news clip saying you don't mind doing 6 months, so guess what, I'm gonna put your ass in jail for 6 months in one day, meaning that he will do 6 months in one day, 181 days. Now, if he would have went on and got the 6 months, you know, and plea bargained it down, Big Jim probably would have did 2 or 3 weeks at the most, man, because L.A. County Jail, man, is like Rikers Island, Rikers Island in New York, like the Crook County Jail in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, like that Bermuda County Jail up there in Oakland, you see. But the thing is, though, about Big Jim is that he used to do movies in the late 60s, and he made, what was the movie called? Damn, with the girl who was a big star out of East L.A., Raquel Welch. Oh, yeah, called 100 Rifles. You see what I'm saying?
100 Rifles,
okay.
Freedom Hard Way.
Slaughter and Slaughter's Big Rip-Off. He did that.
Yeah, he did that.
I remember going to see that.
And he used to roll with Capcom for a period of time as well.
And
you know what, brother,
he did a lot to
He
did a lot to bring peace amongst the gangs in L.A.
I've been there doing things for the gangs on a consistent level. I've been there, him and Barry White.
Barry White.
Back in the 80s. Yeah. I was there in the 80s, my book. I was there from 78 to 90. In LA.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And I witnessed that myself at Jim Brown's house. He was very active like that.
Yeah, because he had the America I Can program, and he did bring people up, you know, he did bring them from both factions up to his mansion up there in the Hollywood Hills, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, they got photographs of it in the Jet Magazine and Johnson Publications, you see what I'm saying, which is based out of Chicago, Illinois.
These young folks don't know nothing about Jet. I wish we still had Jet around. Go ahead, Ramel.
Okay, my question is to Lord Jamel. Now, Lord Jamel, I know you basically joined the nation in the 70s, the 5% nation, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So my question to you, being that you've been in the black experience and the black revolutionary times, even from the 70s, and you're a universal player from the Himalayas, and you go from state to state, you know, I know you've been to Los Angeles, different places, you know, how do you see, you know, the revolution in comparison to then to now? Like, what's the difference between then and now to you? And what do we need to do to kind of, like, revisit yesterday's revolutionary mindset and kind of implement that into today's revolution?
as the brother said earlier, man, Elijah said to separate. We got a party. We just got to separate. I mean,
right.
Our values in this city is not like the European man. Yet still,
like.
Brothers have acclimated towards doing it. Can we get along? Emphatically, no. We have oil and water cannot mix pieces together, and two opposing forces cannot preoccupy the same space at the same time. The only solution that I see is indeed to separate. Indeed.
Yeah,
yep. You're absolutely correct.
That's why we shout reparations and separations. Pay what the hell you owe, and then we need to pull away from your mugs. Period.
Yeah, absolutely. You see what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it is, though, is this is why, you know, our youth have got to be educated.
It's because, you see, the thing is, man, when you look at China, right? Okay, I saw a clip from China. And in the elementary school classrooms of what the Chinese was doing, okay, as they was having those kids 7, 8, 9 years old breaking down and rebuilding weapons, semi-automatic weapons and 45 pistols and 9mm. You see what I'm saying? Now, if we was to do something like that, man, then quite naturally, of course, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, they're going to have the feds, you know, come in on us and things of that nature right there.
Yeah,
you
they don't have ATF on us.
They put that Patriot Act into effect. They're probably listening to the show right now, taking down notes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
How big the revolution really is.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, the way how it was explained to me, man, at the 50th anniversary in Oakland, California, sister, you know, at the Philadelphia branch, seasoned member, you know what I'm saying, and I told her what we was doing when we first started, and I says, I feel like I'm being watched and all this old type of stuff, and she says to me, and I said this here before many times, but I want Brother Jamel to check this out. Okay, sister, black and proud, leather piece on, you know, silver froth, you know what I'm saying? I said, how you doing, sister? And she says, all right. And she was out of the Philadelphia branch, okay, hot spot. You know, the Philadelphia branch was real hot, right along with the Harlem branch. Okay, and she says, and then she says to me, she says, brother, let me ask you a question. I says, what's that, ma'am? She says, are you going to live on your knees or die on your feet? I've lived with that concern for 50 years, okay? And she says instead of that, she was a woman and turned around and walked away. And this is a bona fide woman, and I'm not talking about, you know, no 5 o'clock shadow, you know what I'm saying, and what have you. Estrogen was all over the place, you know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
So
of
what that does,
speaking
folks.
Speaking of moves, I just want to get this out.
Yeah.
So speaking of moves, one of the sons of one of the people that were either killed or jailed, Miss Africa, her son Mike, he's pushing to buy back the compound, the property that was the MOVE headquarters in Philadelphia, and then they later turned into a police station.
Oh, man, wow.
On,
and then the sad part
state.
About that, and
they
then,
didn't
want to and then
it
was Wilson Good, who was the mayor of Philadelphia at the time, had gave the order to use, you know, those airstrikes, you know what I'm saying, bomb it. And then the police commissioner under Wilson Good, who carried out the mayor's order, was none other than the one and only Willie Williams, who became chief of the LAPD after Daryl Gates. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. Okay. No, sir, that is a fact. Now, with the O.J. Simpson case, okay, in Los Angeles, okay, he had Johnny Cochran as his attorney. He had,
Johnny
Cochran. Yeah, oh, yeah, most definitely. Okay, and Johnny Cochran had made the classic line, if the gloves don't fit, you must acquit. Okay.
There is.
And then they had Dr. Henry Lee, who was the forensics expert, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Che, that there is up in your neck of the woods, okay,
yeah.
Where he was looking at the photographs about these swatches, you know, where they collect, you know, like they, what do they call that? Like where they put a patch on there to stop the bleeding. Yeah, the swatches. And he was saying is, and he was looking at photographs, okay, that they were taken, you know, at the crime scene. And Dr. Henry Lee says something not right. And then, of course, you remember old Mark Furman.
We lost one.
Okay, we lost one.
Yeah, we lost Jamel.
Oh, okay.
Anybody else call? No, not yet.
Okay. All right. So therefore, as you know, as that the medical examiner has said that, you know, something's not right about that there, you know, in regard to the O.J. Simpson case. Okay. So then O.J. Simpson was acquitted. Okay. And then what they did was is that what L.A. County does now on this high-profile cases, when they have a verdict, they will delay the verdict being read to the public by one day so they could put the LAPD on the alert. You know, and they started doing this here, you know, after the rebellion in 1992 that they did. It's because in 1992, when they let those guys go, the LAPD, for once in history, when people call in and had to say that they were not in service that evening. And the only thing they did was sat there, took intelligence data, and then went out there the next day and started squelching it when the National Guard, you know, had came in to Los Angeles. Now, okay, now, Cop Mala Harris.
Are you getting the weed, too?
Okay.
Oh, Cop
No, man. Yeah, no, I was just coughing, you know what I'm saying? But Cop Mala Harris, okay, from what I understand is that I think Biden is going to keep her, you know, when they try to go for the election. I'm thinking it's unconfirmed, okay. But what's going to happen, folks, is that I hate to be the bearer of bad news, okay, Trump is going to run for re-election.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump is going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And we look forward to that.
He does shit that brings about results, man. He going to be hard on the motherfucking LGBTQ motherfuckers and put them in jail. You know,
okay.
He going to take them out the military again. He going to make them look like the scum of the earth. You know,
okay.
People, you know, no offense, but them people are living in illusions and delusions because, you know, if you fall for the banana and tell by then something ain't right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for Trump, even though he's a piece of shit. He makes shit pop that I'm in agreement with, such as,
I vote for fucking Tim Scott or Larry Elder.
Check this out. Republicans fight hard for censorship of TV and radio. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my kids learning all this LGBTQ bullshit in the school,
nor
on TV, nor in the radio. They need to motherfucking guard our children.
Guard our children
from that, from those delusionary, crazy ass ideas. About
sexual deviancy, from that degeneration.
Yeah, a perspective on the world that's false.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You know, absolutely. You know, without a doubt, folks. You know what I'm saying? And
that's
keep in mind, folks. Yeah, it is. And then keep in mind, folks, you know, our chat room is open, you know, so please direct all your hate mail right there. Okay.
I got to go check on Lady Chase.
Listen, Trump is going to free a hell of a lot of black folk when he gets in office, man. And he might fuck around and implement the black reparation agenda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He might do that just in spite of the other motherfuckers who hate him so much. He wants to go down being a legend and a legacy of a president. You see what I'm saying? And that's his whole objective. When he gets in the office, this time he's going to do some shit that's going to be legendary. because he's a bad motherfucker. I hate that motherfucker, but I ain't got no choice but to respect him. I respect a man that hates me in my face than a man who hates me in his heart.
Lying.
And does deviant things to me. And does deviant, you know, pisses on me and tell me it's rain.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So in other words, man, I'm going to rather deal with the wolf as opposed to the wolf and sheep's clothing. You know what I mean? And then
the Republicans advocate a lot of man, woman, child, traditional family values. That means a man, woman, child, you know, being the priority, man, woman, child being a family. You see what I'm saying? You know, hard work, independence, less government, and more rights for the people. And Republicans, you know, according to the principles of Republicans, is supposed to advocate gun rights and being able to protect your home, protect your people, and protect your rights.
And your family. You see what I'm saying?
Everything.
Yeah,
that's revolution on all levels. When we can get along with revolutionary ideas, revolutionary concepts, and revolutionary action, we will be free from this oppressed state.
Yeah. You're right. You know what I'm saying? And then I think that there was Dr. Newton, you know, who stated just that. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of it as well, too, is that when you state how you honestly feel, okay, now I know how to deal.
Stop fucking around. Biden, you just need to come out and say that you hate motherfuckers the same way Trump does, and then you might get a vote or two. But right now you're fucking up, Biden. Sorry to tell you guys I'm saying this. Something a friend of mine told me one time, oppression, depression, and suppression equals a lot of negative pressure. You see, and all that pressure is going to bring about resistance, revolution, and rebellion. So get ready, because the resurrection is coming. Not the insurrection, but the resurrection of the mentally dead. Peace.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? You know, without a doubt. And we did create that hashtag, resurrection of the mental dead. You know what I'm saying? And then the sad part about it is, though, but it was designed this way, you know, through the educational systems, you know, because they always want to keep our men folk, you know what I'm saying, demasculated, you know, straight out, you see, and that is a crime against nature right there, because when you look at all the living species in the animal kingdom, or I should say in a biosphere, you know, which is all living creatures, you know, is that males is going to protect themselves, you see what I'm saying? But what they did to the black male was systemic of what they did to him. You see what I'm saying? It's because, you know,
take the head
they,
and the body going to fall. The man's supposed to be the head of the family. If you destroy the head and you cut off the head, the whole body falls.
Exactly. You know, just like, you know, if you're going to kill a snake, right, what you want to do is you want to chop the head off. You see what I'm saying? And that's it, man, you know. But then, man, the only thing I could say is that these public indoctrination centers, you know, man, that they got going on, brother, you see, that's where the problem is right there. You see? That is where the problem is right there. You see? And once again, as we said, you know, getting our children up out of these public indoctrination centers. You see what I'm saying? It really is, you know. And then the cold part about it is that when the self-destruction comes on, it perpetuates itself. You see what I'm saying? And that's how, in other words, it's kind of like artificial intelligence, right? Okay, it's because... Yeah, because artificial intelligence is programmed. And then just like, you know, when black youth are in school, you're doing everything by bell. You go to detention by the bell. You go to lunch by the bell. You see what I'm saying? And then, of course, too, And then they want to send, you know, the kids, you know, to take these medications and stuff like that. Well, he's hyperactive and all that. Okay, so then, you know, and then you start exposing them, you know, to the gang situation. You see what I'm saying? You know, and that's where they learn all that stuff at, man. You know what I mean? It's right there, man, in the public indoctrination systems, you see. But then, of course, man, you know, when you say such things, you know what I mean? Oh, man, you know, you guys don't know what you're talking about and all that, you know, type of crap, you see. And what we got to do is then we got to counterman that bullshit, family. Straight out, we got to counterman that bullshit, you see. And I mean, man, you see it from the east to the west, you know what I'm saying? From New York City to Chicago to Los Angeles, man, to Oakland, you know, to Denver, you see what I'm saying? And then, too, and I remember this one Clark who was saying, two, and I don't know who was interviewing him, and he was saying as if how they go plant the guns in places like Chicago and L.A. and what have you, you know what I mean, is that they say they just sit back and they just watch and laugh of how we go up there, find these weapons, our youth, that is, you see, and then start, you know, self-destructing each other. So, you know, there's definitely a conspiracy, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, on top of that there, too, you know, is that they are in fear of us, you know, becoming self-sufficient is because everybody else is capitalizing off of us, you know, in the diaspora, man, from the continent, you know what I'm saying? And it's just taking advantage
and leaving us at a disadvantage, General. What we need is to focus on cultural programs.
Exactly.
You know, we need to focus on the science of culture, refinement, etiquette, discipline, structure, organizing.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, I mean, like the way of life I deal with is as not as a religion, but as a culture, is called Islam, which is ISLAM, and that's I stimulate life and matter. It's I stimulate, not that I'm stimulated. And we need to get off these stimulants and these intoxicants because that don't bring about life and matter. That brings about death and disaster. And when you stimulate life and matter, it brings change, results, and growth. And that's what we need to be on, General. You know, we do not have the luxury of party. We do not have the luxury of just going out, hanging out, motherfucking drinking and drugging. Because what we need to do is focus on revolution. Because them days of partying and going hard at the club and all that shit is dead. If you take all the energy that you put into sport and play into a revolutionary program, not only will we be free from oppression, but we'll be on a higher level where the wide agenda is going to have to shine our shoes.
Exactly. You see, and that's one of the things that I really appreciated about Harry Belafonte. You know, may he rest in peace, too. Him and Sidney Poitier and Cicely Tyson, that they tried to show the positive aspect of black life in the United States as opposed to how they tried to show us all negative and what have you, you know, with the Jigaboo movies and whatnot, you know, just like what they did with Oscar Mashore's work, you know, great black director, man, you know, they don't want to give him no credit. Same thing with Paul Robeson, great actor, man, you know, on the stage and on the screen, you know what I mean? But he had had some legal issues, you see what I'm saying? And he was a lawyer by trade. And you see, but they don't want you to, you know, to learn about that. You know what I'm saying?
True indeed. Yeah. You know, that devilishment establishment is on a pedestal right now. And the day we kick the legs from that pedestal from under them, that's when they're going to fall from glory. Word is fine. And we're going to be in the glory. But everything is gradual and mathematical. And as long as we stay organized and keep executing and analyzing and equalizing, we're going to reach the top. Word is fine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man, and that's what they don't want, you know what I'm saying? That's what they don't want, you know? And then the cold part about it is, too, man, is that they try to normalize us, you know, hating ourselves, got us thinking, you know, that's the norm, you know, to be self-destructive. You see what I'm saying? And, man, and we got to...
They're keeping us dumb, deaf, and blind, General. resurrection of the mental dead is coming. Word is fire.
Yeah,
it's going to be tougher than any insurrection. The resurrection, that's going to be black people coming out of the mental grave. Like, you know, you ever seen when zombies attack? This ain't the zombies.
Right.
This is the killer bees from Africa coming stinging everybody on the motherfucking ass.
Yeah, yes, sir. You see what I'm saying? Then for real, for real, for real. You know? And then the cold part about it is that when this here happens, okay, then they're going to view us as being, you know, the evil ones, the bad ones, but it's okay.
Yeah, but if we do it diplomatically and politically, General, all they can say is that we're swift with our civilization, man, and we do things with grace. And that's all we need to do. We don't need to pick up a gun because our supreme mind, you know, which is aligned with the powers of the universe, you know, once we put our minds to activation, we don't need no gun. We can put pen to the paper and do it like that. Word is
well, yes, sir. And as they say, man, the pen is mightier than the sword. You know what I'm saying? And that's for real, you know? And then,
generals out there, everybody in revolution, keep campaigning, keep getting signatures, keep running for offices, and we will overcome or define.
Oh, yes, sir, and most definitely. And then guys like the Panties and Tim Scott, you know, those type of individuals, you know, we just got to turn our backs on them. You see what I'm saying? And that's for real. Okay, and then also, too, so we got a caller here out of 864. Going on, mute their mic. Okay. Okay, 864, where are you calling from? Oh, okay, that is Brother Jamel. He has rejoined us. Okay. And then, yes, sir. And then also, too, I see we got a caller out of 262. The last two is 3-1. You know, just press 1, and we'd be more than happy to, you know, to bring you on air. Okay, now, another thing, too, is on agriculture. See, we got to revolutionize that there, too. You see what I'm saying? It's because I'm seeing all across social media, particularly down there in the southern states, okay, is that, you know, they're emphasizing on farming and agriculture, okay? And we got a caller here out of 262. Okay, we're going to unmute that mic. Okay, 262. Welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. What's your name and what you calling from?
How you doing, my brother? This is Kevin Barnes from Outlaw Radio. Just checking
in
and supporting what you do. How you doing, my brother?
Staying alive.
Yeah, man. You always support Outlaw Radio, so I figure I'd call in and, you know, give you some support. I'm just kind of listening at what you guys,
sir,
what your brothers are talking about. Of course, I mean, I know you always on point. I know you on point with your thing, you know. I don't really, like, have anything, you know, to add that hasn't been said, but I would just like to say I do support black people fighting against the narratives that have been sold to us about us, and I do support black people getting more involved in the process so that we can write our own narrative, so you know that. But other than that, man, it's just love, man. I'm just a fly on the wall, my brother. I'm just here to learn and soak up and, like I say, support you because you always rock with us on Outlaw Radio.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And we appreciate that there, Mr. Barnes. And definitely check out Mr.
Respect,
Barnes.
Bro.
Yeah, definitely check out Mr. Barnes with Outlaw Radio. He's got quite a crew right there, very knowledgeable, and they'll tell you what it is. And Mr. Barnes is coming up there out of the mill, out of Milwaukee. And also, too, Mr. Barnes, I'm kind of mad, man, that my Lakers, man, you know, lost to some buckets there in Denver, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you got to watch that, man. You know, man. It's the Nuggets, man, the Gold Nuggets.
We lost to the Heat, so
win.
You know, welcome to the club, y'all at home with us.
but we really did appreciate Mr. Jabbar, you know, being traded there, man, to L.A. back in the day, you know what I'm saying, and he went on and retired. Okay, now let me ask you this here, Dr. Barnes. Okay, now, because, you know, on Outlaw Radio, you guys did address the issue, man, you know, that happened to the brother there in New York City who was murdered, you know, by that Marine Corps veteran. Okay, and I'm hoping, man,
is that he gets the maximum, you know, because, you know, there was murder, plus it was a conspiracy to commit murder, is because, you know, you had those other individuals standing around there that helped him choke Mr. Neely, okay, is because, you know, he was trying to remove the dude's hand from around his neck, and then the two guys who aided and abetted this guy murdering Mr. Neely, they tried to prevent Mr. Neely, man, you know, from putting his hands up there to prevent the choke. And keep in mind, this dude that killed him, man, you know, was a military veteran, so, you know, he was trained on that. So he can't say this was no accident. He can't say, man, you know, I didn't know what I was doing or I snapped and all that. And he knew what he was doing. I just wanted to get you some feedback on you on that there, Dr. Barnes.
Well, you know, I think it's crazy that time and time again, if we go back to George Floyd, if we go back to several murders, when there's a white man murdering one of us, I don't know what the situation is where black people just stand around and watch instead of somebody saying, "Hey, man, enough is enough," and stomp him out
right.
or something. I mean, you know,
that's
he
what
should
I,
do
right.
or whatever. And it's that thing, man. It's that built-in kind of thing that we have for our captors, man. Where we're in our oppressors, where we're actually scared. You know what I'm saying? To raise a fist against them, we'll bust each other upside the head. And not all of them,
right.
because I know it's some brothers that get down for the cause. So I don't want to disrespect no real soldiers out there. But I'm saying most
right.
people, most of us, play the sheep role. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to we have multiple incidents here where a white person has done something crazy to a black person, and a bunch of black people stood around and watched it. And so, it once again, it's that kind of programming, it's that kind of brainwashing that we have, where we have this, I guess, some sort of inferiority complex with them. Me,
okay.
myself, if I'm watching that, I'm stepping in and saying, "Man, that's enough. You're going to kill him, man." And if I got to stomp this
yeah,
dude
exactly.
in his head, or if I got to foul one of the cats holding him, man, what you doing, man? Let him up. It takes that
exactly.
kind of intestinal fortitude, man. We really got to get more in tune with us, man, and say, you know what, fuck that. Justice, you ain't the
right.
judge, jury, and executioner. We gonna beat your
yes.
ass if you don't let him go. You can hold him. We had a situation here where an old white man choked a mentally ill young brother, talking about he stole a bike. And a bunch of people
wow.
standing around holding the phone while he choking him out. I mean,
I remember
he should
that.
Have,
oh,
why
man.
Didn't nobody step in? I was wondering that, too, like, why didn't nobody step in when that was happening? Yeah, I think we touched on that
yeah.
on Frontline Black News, too, Kevin Barnes. But, yeah, they go for soft targets. The white supremacists are cowards. They go for soft targets.
Yeah.
They know the ones to go after and the ones not to go after. And as far as
right.
I remember, the black people on that train, they were tethers. They were not FBA.
Yeah.
FBA would not have let that go
yeah.
down like that at all.
Yeah.
And then the
yeah.
Idea,
and it's some brothers who I've seen personally that would have gotten in the middle of that for that action and said, "Man, look here, man, you gonna have to let him go right now. It's gonna be an issue." But like you
as
said,
I,
you know, they pick and choose.
As
spot,
I said earlier. As I said earlier, I was in New York right after that time. Had I been on that car, I would have stomped him out. Simple as that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. At least one
yeah.
kick to his head and say, "Man, that's enough." But you know,
yeah. exactly.
Once again, man, we have this thing, and I say we because I don't want to separate myself from my own people. I'm not judging nobody.
Nope.
Everybody's not blessed
yes,
with, you know, been enlightened. But I just feel like a lot of times, man. We can prevent a lot of things. Like, we look at the concept of white supremacy, like, to me, it's the great white fantasy, because who are they actually superior to? They're not
right.
supreme to anyone. And so what it is for them
yes.
is they're chasing a ghost. So I laugh at a white
mm-hmm.
supremacist and say, who are you superior to? Like, what at
right.
what point were you ever superior to anybody on this earth? So when I see a white supremacist, I call them retarded dreamers, because it's just not a
right.
real thing. Now, they
right.
pose a threat because they're delusional. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of approach it from that perspective. We try to be more intricate on how we deal with them, because I feel like we got to disarm them first, because you have to bewilder your enemy and then attack them. So it's just, you know, a lot of different levels, man. We got to peel back as a people. We ain't there yet, but it could be done. I mean, I think the one thing this podcast, Podverse, has created is the ability for many different brothers from many different walks. The example is you in on the West Coast, and brother Shea in Denver connecting
mm-hmm.
with us here in Milwaukee. That's That's us joining hands around this country to be unified in the message.
Right.
And so
right.
I think that's what we got to keep doing, man. We got to really keep connecting with each other and knowing who's where and say, okay, well, this is where I got a brother over here. We can unite, man. So that's why I love all of this stuff, man. That's why I rock with you. That's why I'm listening to your show, man, because I just appreciate all of us getting together. In the think tank saying, man, let's figure out what the fuck we going to do about this bullshit instead of complaining.
That's right. Yes, sir. Okay, now something here off the West Coast right here, folks. Bad news, okay? Karen Bass, who's the current mayor of Los Angeles, right? She is wants to expand LAPD to 9,500 police officers. You see what I'm saying? Okay, and that's bad. And I'm going to tell you why it's bad. It's for the simple fact we know about 1992. Also, too, man, we also know about Eula Love, man, and things of nature like that, and that they, in the city of Los Angeles, they have 9,103 officers, and they down nearly 1,000 from 2019. Okay, now, of course, we all remember Christopher Dorner, you know, the soldier that went out, man, is because of what they did with him, and salute to that brother, you know, because he said, man, before he went on the mission, man, he knew that he was doomed. Okay, now, that is what another guy said in 1966 when he formed the organization in Oakland, California. He says that, hey, once you walk on this path, you have to admit the fact and recognize the fact that you are doomed. But in this era of the technology, Brother Che, just like how you and I had discussed, is that now they want to put these robotic police dogs up there because San Francisco was talking about it. And I believe you was telling me that Denver PD was talking about it. The LAPD already has it in motion. It's because, see, the LAPD is the most highly police, the most highly financed police department.
Yeah, that budget
in the
is
world.
Over $1 billion.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying?
They're going to have robot police, man, like the Terminator shoot.
No, that's precisely what I'm getting at.
Yeah, that's exactly
what I'm getting at.
They have them already, God.
We're approaching Terminator time. It's, what, 2024 is when...
Yeah.
That's the devil,
from 2024 to 2030-something, that was all Terminator time.
Yes,
that
sir.
Was all Skynet time. And we are fast approaching that.
Okay, hold on a second, though, Brother Che. You're glad you brought that up because check this out. I'm trying to pull it up right here. News out of California. The City Council of Los Angeles votes to accept donation of controversial lapdog robot. So now we got robot lapdog now.
We got dogs in New York City, man. They send them in to a building in the city just recently.
Oh, yeah, Eric Adams was showcasing
them.
Three types. It's the dog. It's the little bot-looking one, like
drone.
From fucking the Jetsons. And then there's another one that's even bigger than that. And he was like, yeah, these are our new robot police dogs and our new police robots.
I seen some shit on a commercial the other day for the Marine Corps commercial where the birds turned into drones, and the birds were drones. There were so many birds in the trees, and when they all came, they transformed into drones. It's all kind of crazy shit that this devil is doing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
Dapping
them up the sky. Yeah, it is, you know. Now, here's the story out the L.A. Times. Amid lingering concerns about surveillance and safety, the Los Angeles City Council voted Tuesday to accept a donation of a nearly $280,000 dog-like robot for the police department's use. The 8-4 vote followed more than a dozen public comments urging council members to vote against the controversial device. Now, keep in mind, you had people there who wanted the city council to vote against it, okay, which will be paid for with a donation from the Los Angeles Police Foundation. Council members also approved the plan to have the lap dogs provide quarterly reports on deployment of the device, including where and why it was deployed, the outcome, and any issues. this item is being painted as merely as an acceptance of a donation.
No knock raids. They're going to send it in to do eminent domain. They're going to send it in to do all their dirty goddamn work. And then if somebody gets killed, they're just going to blame it on the goddamn robot.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
you know
the robots are taking over the jobs, too. They're taking over the factory jobs and shit like that, truck driving jobs, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Indeed.
Let me change that.
We're
going to take
the
wider agenda
for all this.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
And then they got the transgender and shit. They're gonna start.
Yeah, exactly.
They,
yep.
My brother, I have a question.
So they're gonna start.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Is
go ahead, Mr. Barnes.
I have a question, and this is just a question. You know what I mean? And I feel like just knowing what's coming, it means you have to prepare yourself, right? So I feel like at this point we should be getting our children acclimated with how to work with this software and how to operate these robots. So we'll have people inside who can say, hey, man, this is how you disarm this, or, you know, I can hit a button behind scenes. Because if they can plant people in our organizations, we should be able to plant people in theirs as well. I think we need to get our children prepared.
I'm saying,
we got to prepare them for tomorrow's workforce. Tomorrow's workforce is going to be highly technical because technology is here. So I think we need to be telling our kids, this is what the future looks like, son. So this is what you need to be studying. Fuck all that trying to make a mixtape and trying to be an athlete. I need you to be an engineer or electrician.
Yes, sir.
A brain surgeon.
Because any real revolution will have to have a unit that specializes in disarming electronic weaponry. So we have to understand electromagnetic waves and that kind of thing.
That's just getting ready.
Psychological operations too, brother.
Oh yeah,
you know,
no doubt.
They're pushing that propaganda
in our neighborhood. They use a robot. I'm glad Lady K brought that up because she was like, yeah. They're targeting black people. I'm like, they used a robot to kill Micah Johnson in Dallas.
They sure did. And the cold part about it was it was a black police chief who did it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, who was
the
black police chief who gave
the
order?
The rule of thumb is, if they letting us see it now, it's been out here. So it's been
robots doing
their dirty work for a minute. They've always utilized top-notch technology to survey us. You know, even back when Brother Malcolm then was out here, what they was doing with them phone taps at that time was state-of-the-art, cutting-edge technology, what Gary Hoover was using. So if they let us see it now, it's been happening. So it's here. So we got to prepare, man. You got to adjust, you know?
What I observed, once they exposed something to now, they had that in motion, man, 25, 50 years ago. Look at the Jetsons. I'm living in the time. Everything I saw in the Jetsons.
And we just don't have the flying cars yet.
Yeah, those are on the drawing board already.
Cell phones
now.
They was using cell phones.
They just don't know how to market and shit. That's why it ain't out
long time ago.
Because I remember when the cell phone first came out, it looked like a great big World War II walkie-talkie. And then you remember Brother Chad put up there when I was down in the Crenshaw District. Yeah, and you remember when I took the picture of them phone booths, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I said, these are antiques now.
Kevin, do y'all still have phone booths in Milwaukee?
Well, those are going to be worth money.
Yeah,
well,
it is. You know what I'm saying?
We don't have phone booths because, number one, the technology is obsolete. Nobody uses it. But number two, it was very dangerous in certain neighborhoods to have phones because people were getting killed and robbed trying to use the phone. Back in the day, you had the pager. You had to pull over and get on the phone. Somebody come through and pop you. So that's been a good deal. But I want to make this point. If we look at any kind of military operation from Vietnam, from World War II up, those soldiers in the field had phones in which they could, big backpacks in which they could call base and even phone in bombing coordinates. So was that not a field phone then? So they've been on cell phones since the '40s. They let us in the '90s. So
you're absolutely correct on that.
Yeah. So yes, the military don't need all the technology first.
That several federal officials are getting satellite phones for extreme emergencies. So something big is coming down the pipe.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt, man. Yeah.
Them LGBTQ transgender soldiers, man.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know, you're absolutely correct, man. You know what I'm saying? And then and the cold part about it is, then they want to sit up there and normalize this stuff, man, because you should have seen, man, when they had that there from the Supreme Court, right? And, of course, you know, the first place they was going to push it at, man, was San Francisco. That's their headquarters, you know what I'm saying? And now, let me show you something else that's sick, too, gentlemen, and you're going to love this one, Mr. Barnes. Okay. There were some sisters who went out there, you know, fundraising for breast cancer awareness. So the ladies that went out there in the middle of January, okay, bare-chested, and they said, we're fundraising to save the Jiggly Wigglies. Okay, you can gawk and look at the Jiggly Wigglies, but do not touch the Jiggly Wigglies. And this is why we're fundraising for breast cancer research, to save the Jiggly Wigglies, right? Okay. These women were hit with indecent exposure charges, you know, from the city of San Francisco. And guess who the district attorney was at that time? Your current vice president. Now, here's some gentlemen. And now get this here, gentlemen. Now, this is really going to turn you around. But they would allow a naked-ass man to walk down the streets in the city of San Francisco, man, talking about he's expressing his rights.
Oh, my God. That's the devil.
Man, don't you know, man? Okay. Yeah, man, now hold it. Now, suppose that there's a man out there with his family and he's got young girls. You know what I'm saying? Or young boys, you know, pre-adolescent. And they go up there and see this bullshit.
They want that image to be in their minds, you know, to cause them trauma.
No, exactly.
And to desensitize their minds, you know.
Yes, sir. See what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then the cold part, man, is, and also, ladies and gentlemen, okay, we got somebody who's sending me, you know, with the inbox, you know, saying is that they're trying to call in, but, you know, and they shadow banning us, you know what I'm saying? And so we definitely want to bring this sister on because we've had her here on many, many times before. Okay, so once again, okay, is that
we gotta call
we're waiting on you? Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah. You see her up on your board. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let them press one, and then they are more than welcome to join in on the conversation. And that there's you know, one of our commentators over a long time. Okay. Wow. It let my friend join from her phone, but not me. Okay. All right. Unmute the mic or have him press one first, okay, because I know who this is. And then also, too, sister, you know, they shout out bad in those.
3678, please press one so we can add you to the call.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then I'm letting them know right now. Okay. It's a friend of hers. Her friend is listening, okay? And then what it is, man, is that they were so hell-bent on us, man, on our self-destruction. You see, there's great profit in that. Now, from the city of Chicago, Brother Che, you and I remember this, man. It was the brother, man, who was a funeral director in Chicago, man, at Rainer's Funeral Home. And in case those of you who don't know who Rainer's Funeral Home is, they're the ones, you know, that laid Emmett Till to rest, okay? And then the brother was saying is that, don't you know, when you all is out there killing each other, is that they market your internal organs and what have you. And then you got this black marketing, you know, on human parts and things of that nature right there.
General.
You know, yes, sir.
General, Can you please tell them where they can go on the internet to listen to this podcast and check this report and download it?
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Okay. What you all could do is go to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You could Google our past episodes, and we're on there, and then you can listen to our past episodes as well, too. Set up a profile on Blog Talk Radio, and then you'll get first knowledge of where we're at. Also, too, our chat room is open as well, too, you see. So let's see if we got any hater mail. I'm looking at it. It says you are now disconnected from the chat room. Boy, I'm telling you, boy, these cats really hate the truth. Boy, why are we not surprised?
Hey,
okay.
Brother, yes, sir. I wanted to say this too because I was on Blog Talk a long time ago. The technology on Blog Talk is very flawed. It's very old. It'll drop. It'll sometimes won't let you in. My thing would be for you because I love what you do, and I love your platform.
Yes.
I would say go away from Blog Talk and go, you know, maybe to Spreaker or maybe go to StreamYard where it's more up to date. The technology is more up to date because Blog Talk is known in our circle and what we do with this. I don't like to say podcast. I like to say internet radio.
Yes, sir.
But what we do, if we know Blog Talk is a very, it's almost like dial-up internet. You feel me? And that's not no knock on the show. I'm just saying it's a very flawed piece where you got to call in and all this. It's just like, you know, with StreamYard, with my platform, you just click on the link. Boom, you in.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
And we also have StreamYard Frontline Black News on StreamYard, don't we, Brother Chet?
Yeah, we got Frontline Black News on StreamYard, and we got the Revolutionary Agenda on StreamYard as well.
All part of Frontline Campaigns. Okay, Mr. Barnes, definitely I'm going to be researching that, man, is because a whole lot of times that we'll be on some great subjects, man, you know, and people have inboxed me. Well, man, we tried to get on there with you, but it wouldn't let it happen and all that. And then if we could get it up there to Spreakers, because we are reaching out, you know, to black businesses, you know, to come to donate, you know, so we can upgrade, you know, this platform as well, too, you know, whatever they can. And we'd be more than happy to announce, you know, what they're doing in their community or whatever, any products that they have, we'll be happy to mention. But, yeah, Mr. Barnes, yeah, most definitely, brother, you're absolutely correct on that. And then, too, is that it's been a whole lot of other brothers who've been coming on here as well, too, that they don't dig, and they've been shadow banning as well, too. Big time.
Shabaka,
they've been
shadow banning a whole new black media. The whole new black media,
yeah.
All the content have been shadow banned.
Yes, sir. You know, and that's for real. Yes, sir. But however, though, they still want us to believe off in this hidden agenda that now you're getting ready to go off into this artificial intelligence taking over shit. And I'm out here in Las Vegas, and I step off into a store to go get me a cool drink. And so I asked the man, how much is it? He told me like $2. And he says, oh, you got to put it off in the machine right here. And I says, wait a minute, man, are you kidding me, man? He says, yeah, you know, that's what the boss says. You got to put it in the machine. So you're putting it off into a machine like a robot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it kicks you back your change. And I says, Cat, you know, this is trying to put you up out of a gig, you know what I mean? So check this out, man. You know, I won't be coming in here no more, man, because, see, I'm not going to sit up here and fall for this banana and the tailpipe crap. You know what I'm saying? And then they went off. Then they want all your digital information. Oh, and I'm making it plain. Yeah, too, Brother Che, yeah, because this is another issue. Cash App scam. Okay. I really wish people would quit inboxing me in my box with that bullshit, okay? It's because you busted it. And then keep in mind, too, is that the dude who was the CEO of that Cash App shit, you know, he was struck out on drugs, and he got killed in San Francisco about 2 weeks
ago.
He got
stabbed to death. And come to find out,
right there in Boys Town.
Callers, General Sherry?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We got a call out of 480. with the last two, 7-8, okay, and feel free to press one, and we'll be more than happy, you know, to unmute your mic, and please join in the conversation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then on top of it, too, now getting back, man, to these damn robotic
the
dogs.
Killed, I guess he was messing with his sister or something, and the mm-hmm. dude that killed him behind that, they was on some swinger shit or something.
Okay, now this is old Phil who attended the Cash App, right?
Yeah, Bob John.
The Cash App dude,
Yeah.
Yeah. San Francisco is its own planet, man. Yes, sir.
Brother Che and my brother Shabaka, I'd like to ask, once again, I'm here to learn, man. I'm here to learn, okay?
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
when
sir.
I look at economics, what we deal with now is a global economy versus where America was the big dog, and
right.
paper currency has lost value around the globe. So
yeah.
the move is towards a universal money, right? Like, and this is why there's crypto and electronic currency, and this is why people live off of their cards, because actually they want to replace these coins and these dollars, this paper,
right.
with this. It's America's death note to say there's a separation between
mm-hmm.
church and state, but our money says in God we trust, right? So the world has woke up to say,
yes,
the world has woken up to say, fuck your American dollar. You have China
right.
and a couple other countries.
Bert. Yeah, we were just talking about
who now.
Yep, Bert.
They've unified to make their own currency. See, people
That's
don't
right.
understand what's behind the inflation in our country right now. Inflation mm-hmm. happens when your dollar loses value. So it takes
yep.
more to pay for something, okay? And so
right.
the American dollar is down, and the movement is towards electronic currency, just like everything
yep.
messaging,
right.
just like our phones, just like you get a smart this or smart that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a move towards electronic
right.
currency. And so it's not necessarily something that's necessarily targeted at us as black people. A lot of shit they do is targeted at us. But with this electronic currency, does it make sense to live in a world where you have cutting technology, but your money is a piece of paper and some metal chips? It doesn't make
right.
sense.
No,
so they say we have to replace this. They haven't come up with a viable way yet. This is why crypto is so, if you invest in it and you're very, very smart, you can make money, but you'll lose because it hasn't really caught a hold yet. But, yes, they're going to phase out these dollar bills, these 20s, these 5s that we, you know, we've been walking around here killing each other over. Pretty soon this shit is, I mean, we move biblically towards the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
Right.
No, they want
So now they want to make it where they implant
the
chip in you.
Yeah, they're going to put a chip in you like them animals, like the dogs. They're going to put a chip in you.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be your phone and everything. Panera, the company, they have a chip in their hand. Where they go to their convenience machines, you know, the machines that put out soda, little chips and shit. They just put their hand on there, boom, and it controls their currency. And when they go to the door, they pass their hand on the door zapper thing, and it lets them in and out of doors, and it identifies them. And that's the next step. That's the last step.
Yes, sir. And keep in mind,
I was so against that jab, because there's no telling what they were putting in there.
No, that's the nanotechnology. That's the nanotechnology, Brother Che. It's because my last travel through Silicon Game Valley, right? Okay, and I'm talking about Santa Clara County, where San Jose State is. I'm talking about San Mateo County, okay, where San Francisco International Airport is, the city and county of San Francisco itself, and parts of Alameda County. All that there is Silicon Valley, right?
That's right.
When you go through there, all you've seen is biotechnical firms, biometrics, biotechnical. And as we all know, bio is the life force, so metrics, okay? So now you got metrics dealing with the life force, okay? Now you got technology dealing with the life force. And then, of course, and I'm going to say it right here, is that they're going to put a kill switch in you. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, Yeah, exactly. So when you speak against the popular version of what is truth, okay, just like in that book, 1984, that was written in 1949, okay, they're just going to bump you off, man. That's how they're going to do it. You see what I'm saying? That's how they're going to do it. You know, we don't like what you're saying.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead,
Yes, sir. Yeah. Brother Jamel is with us. Brother Dr. Barnes is with us. Okay.
Jamel had something to say earlier. He kind of got cut off. Go ahead, Lord Jamel.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But I noticed that we're in Russia, China, and one in the Arabian Peninsula. They kind of bonded in the creator currency because they're dealing with natural resources to back their currency.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's just what they're doing. They got enough gold. They got enough black oil in them. And various other gems that they have robbing from Africa. They want to start their own currency.
Exactly.
Like you said, because Elijah told you years ago, back in the days, man, in the 70s, he said the dollar was only worth 33 cents to a dollar. Back then.
Yeah.
So it's even worth
that he did.
It's nothing but a promissory note.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then it says, in God we trust on it. And all others pay cash. And then as Professor P.L.O. Lumumba had stated in his lectures, okay, is that all these minerals, you know, that backs the currency, okay, the gold, you know, the silicon, you see what I'm saying? That there's coming out of the Congo, man. That there's coming out of South Africa. And why do you think that the Dutch, now get this, folks, why do you think that the Dutch and the British had the Boer War, man, in the early part of the 20th century, 1899 to 1902, I believe. See, they was fighting over those diamonds down there in the Transvaal. They was fighting over those diamonds over there in the Orange Free State, you know. And actually, you know what? I'm not there. I'm not bad. The place is not South Africa. The true name of it is Azania, and I will address it as such. You see what I mean? Now, Akibalon, which is the whole continent. Now, also, too, now keep in mind, too, is that the knowledge that they don't want us to have is the knowledge of the ancestors, man, who had navigated themselves across the Sahara Desert. You see what I'm saying? You know, with the geometry, the trigonometry, and what have you. And from what I understand, Dr. Ashwat Kwesi, you know, he gives some excellent lectures on that, you see. And then, of course, we do know about Professor George G.M. James about the stolen legacy. You see what I mean? Okay. And so, and then the cold part about it is, man, and our youth, you know, have been dumbed down. You know what I'm saying? And what it is, man, is that we got to come together. You see what I'm saying? And because see, what it is, man, they ain't caring, man, if we're Ashanti, they ain't caring if we're Dominicans, Haitians, or whatever. You see what I'm saying? They don't dig us, man,
again,
because of this melanin. Yes, sir.
Once again, my brother, if I can, I would like to pose a question again, because, and this is for everybody, because I believe in, and Shabaka, you know, if you tune into Outlaw Radio, I believe in, you know, let's have a conversation, right?
That's right.
And one of the most tragic things that really exists on this planet is that when it comes to Africa, or if we want to refer to it as the, you know, the original name of Kibulan, right now to this day, Africans and Black Americans have zero relationship.
It's designed that way.
But I mean, I just want to talk about the current state of it, okay? We want to like reach out and say, hey man, we have lineage over there. We don't know what it is because we are the ultimate victims of America. We are the only real Americans, Black people. And foundational Black Americans are the only real Americans because we're the only race that this country created. Now, my relationship with Africans, right? And when I was in college, I went to with foreign exchange students from Kenya, from Nigeria. I've taken the time to speak to a lot of the native Africans here in the city. They don't like us. They don't like us. And check this out. When those Africans that I went to school with, it surprised me like a motherfucker because they wanted white women. They are friends with, they'll be friends with a white person here before they're friends with us. And they always, when I've spoken with them, they've said, Well, the kids come in here and disrespect us. They call us African booty scratchers. Like, we look at y'all like y'all are not y'all watered down, because it's true, because Massa been in the slave quarters, right? A.K.A. Thomas Jefferson effect. But I'm saying right now, Africa's not reaching out to us like they should
colonized.
Be.
They colonized, beloved. The Brits is there. Yeah. The Germans is there. The Spaniards and the French is there.
What if they embraced our rebel soul? We have a rebel soul here. That's the one thing they don't have. This is where Malcolm and Martin and the minister, this is their FBA. They need to take some of what we're saying to heart and say, hey, man,
that's right.
Nationalism,
that's right.
Solidarity, sovereignty.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Separatism. We got all the resources.
Right.
Fuck them. And if they reached out to us, because check this out. We have this tremendous billion-dollar spending power here. What if they reached out to us to establish economic connections where we get kente cloths here and wear them like we proud, but a Korean made that bullshit. You didn't get that shit from the motherland.
Right.
So
that's
what if
right.
you get your hand on
all
that?
Because when I checked the alley down there, man, you know, and brother, you know, Jamel, he's been through Los Angeles. They got the swap meet, or they got the wholesale district. And you will see there, man, you know, they got all these hooks up there, man, you know, with kente cloth and all that made in Hong Kong, made in Afghanistan. You know what I'm saying? No.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you see. So I just want to add this
because I went to school with an African brother. And he told me that his parents were actually they were government officials in some, I can't remember what it was. It was an African nation. And he said it was a coup, so they had to come over here, so they ended up living over here. But what he would say to me when we would get to talking shit is, we sold y'all. We sold y'all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Y'all ain't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We
now,
threw y'all.
Now,
and I used to be like, damn, that's how y'all feel for real? Like, what?
Okay, but Dr. Barnes, okay, and I understand that, okay, it did too after I did further research, but also too, Dr. Barnes, you have to understand is because Joe Gibson, and yeah, Joe Gibson, we missing you, man, because, yeah, we got a whole crew in here for you tonight. Well, you know, it was your own people that sold you into slavery. No, what had happened was that the thing that the European always did was the divide and conquer technique, okay? So therefore, yeah, he went up there, man, got this cat right here, okay, and take him on a boat ride. But then, you know what I'm saying, they start looking at that gross national product, man, of Cuba, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia. Well, wait a minute, you know, these cats here just got some value. So on the next trip, okay, like what they try to do with Her Majesty down there, Queen Nzinga, who wasn't going for it, is they said, well, man, we might as well grab this one who did the selling too. You know, just like what they did to the Native American, man, through Montana and Wyoming and all that. Your first form of biological warfare, man, is when them crackers came there and gave the Native American people, man, smallpox in the blankets. Genocide. You see?
And alcohol, General.
Exactly. You see? So therefore, they always try to put... exactly. So they always try to push that narrative right there, but you got to keep in mind, though, man, is that you got to look at it. It's like we try to tell Joe Gibson, who refused to listen, and, hey, Joe, oh, you welcome to call in, man, because you're going to get this heat. You see what I'm saying? And then you have to ask yourself this. What did he sell him for? Okay, no, but what did the European have that was of value and would make him sell, you know, his own people? What?
He had gunpowder. He had gunpowder.
Ah, okay.
I got a goddamn gun. You put your motherfucking spear down. I will shoot your ass. It still stands to this day. When a motherfucker pull out a gun, shit changes. Right? We'll be together like a motherfucking red. We chatting and shit. Hell no, we won't go. Motherfucker show up with a bunch of guns. Hey, man, I'm going to the crib, man. Holla at me. It's the same thing in Africa. Like, I'm going back to the village, bro. These motherfucking hunkies got rifles.
However, when they went to a place called Natal, right,
Okay. When they went to a place called Natal, all right, and one of Shaka's descendants, Seth Wilde, I believe, okay, had stated, well, you know, man, we're going to put the equal on them, you know, which was a tactic that they used. And then, like that, like Dr. Newton had stated, well, you know, the Panther always attacks at night because he has to cover the darkness, right? Okay. But then when they came over there, man, and saw the uprising and the resistance, and then this is where he comes with his cannons, just like how he invented his atomic bomb, you see what I'm saying, with the kamikazes of World War II, the Manhattan Project, you see. But then they always came with divide and conquer. You see what I'm saying? Exactly. You know, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what it is though, I understand what Dr. Barnes is coming from because I've experienced that there too. But it's kind of like when I blew their mind a little bit and I would say, oh, okay, well, where are you from? Okay, well, I'm from Nigeria. Oh, okay, so are you Mende? Okay, are you Yoruba? Okay, yeah, and then I look at you, well, how do you know? How do you know? And I love doing this here when the white folks is standing right there. You know what I'm saying? Just like in Denver, Colorado. You know, I'm with a white dude, man, doing who I was working with, and I walk off into a liquor store, and I saw how I could tell the sister was from Ethiopia, okay? And I said, sister, are you from Ethiopia? She said, yeah. And I says, well, how would I not know? Because I'm African, too. She says, you are? She says, well, where are you from? Los Angeles, born on the south side of Chicago. And she says, well, that's in Illinois, California, right? And I said, hey, sis, check this out. You got more Africans in America than are all ours. But what it is that we have been dummied down, you see what I'm saying, through the miseducational indoctrination system, right? And keep in mind, folks, as we already know, we had to show the European how to wash his funky ass. Yeah.
The dark ages.
Yeah.
Dying off,
but, yes, sir. Brother from Ethiopia told me that. And then here's something else for you that I found out in my research. It was black women that showed other women around the world about feminine hygiene.
And Imhotep was the father of all medicine, too, surgery, curing diseases and all that. They worshipped him as Jesus in the first part of the history of Christianity. They worshipped him as Jesus, Imhotep himself.
And then also, too, Anchor Man, just check out the fact that when you had the bubonic plague, it wiped out half of Europe. Good uncleanliness. And that's what I had to get old boy the Pied Piper, as you was telling me, man. He says, yeah, I can get rid of these rats, but y'all going to have to pay me. So Pied Piper, you know, he got to play in the Piper and marched them off the dock, you know, to the sea. You see what I'm saying? Why do you think when you go around the seaports of around San Francisco, I would imagine New York, where all the oceans are, and I would imagine too, Dr. Barnes, they'll do it in the Great Lake regions as well too. They'll have these ropes, but they got these great big shields on them to prevent the rats from crawling up the ropes. You say, and keep in mind, you know, Dr. Barnes is right. It's because I have experienced that there myself, you know, into talking with him, you know, as well, too. You see, just like, you know, I was at a Starbucks in Oakland, California, and I told you this here, too, Brother Chang. I said, I asked a sister who was serving the coffee. I says, you're from West Africa. She said, yeah. I said, so are you Fulani, or are you, let me see, without the West. I didn't say Igbo. No, she said,
Yoruba.
No, that's from Nigeria, okay. No, Ashanti. No, she says, no, I'm Ashanti. But she says, but if I was Fulani, I would look just like you.
Damn.
See? You see what I'm saying? You know, so that tripped me out, but it didn't trip me out. So, but I do appreciate where Dr. Barnes is coming from.
I think it comes down to what my mama used to tell me when she used to say, you go where you celebrate it, not where you tolerate it, okay? And
yeah,
so,
thank you, man. I'm writing down.
It's very, for me, I look at it from a, like I'll zoom out. I'll do the macro and the micro, right? And the reality of it is that I got to do research to find out who you are and where you're from. And when you ask where I'm from and I say I'm from Milwaukee and they say, well, what the hell is that? Then that means I'm doing more than you doing in this relationship. That's what you mean. That love needs to be reciprocated, right? I'm not I could talk to Native Africans about what I know about their country, but for me, it's uneven when I tell them where I'm from here, and they be like, well, I don't know what that is. And excuse me for, you know, this is what we do in Milwaukee. We do characters, right? So they say, well, I don't know what that is. Because they say, well, where are you from? I say, where you from, man? Oh, I'm from Nigeria. Okay, where you from? I'm from Milwaukee. It's Milwaukee. I don't know what that is. Well, my family's from Mississippi. I don't know what that is. You know why you don't? Mm-hmm. Because I'm a foundational Black American and you're not.
That's right.
Okay. And if they wanna if they wanna meet me halfway and say, let's get together, man, and mend our relationship, because the reality is they took a bunch of us, and it's like I grew up in the streets fucking with neighborhoods. And if you take one of ours, we take three of yours. So you come over here if you want to and fuck with five of us. It's retaliation behind this shit.
Let me ask you a question, my brother from Milwaukee. What in the hell is a bubbler?
A bubbler is what you would refer to as a fountain.
Yeah, it'd be a water fountain.
Y'all call it a water fountain. We call it a bubbler. That's what we call it. And we call it soda. We don't say pop, right?
Yeah. LA, they call it soda.
Yeah.
Angeltown, they call it soda.
Yeah, we call it soda in New York. We call it soda in New York.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Big Apple.
They call it soda pop in up in the northern part in Detroit and Buffalo. They call it a pop. Yeah. Down here in South Carolina, we call it a drink. I want a drink.
The first time I heard that, because I was like, "What do you mean, an alcoholic? Like, you have to differentiate, like." What do you mean you want to drink? Like, when I hear that, I'm thinking alcohol. And they're like, nah. A Pepsi or something. And I'm like,
up here in Milwaukee, you say you want a drink, that means you want some lean. You want some promethazine. You want some codeine.
Okay. Well, I see I learned a lot from across the nation this evening here, but also, too. But another thing that I had found interesting is that I remember going to African Liberation Day in 1973, in Oakland, California, And what it was is that they was talking about, you know, the nations over in Africa, you know, getting their liberation and what have you. So, you know, I got to rapping to a brother, you know what I'm saying, and he was telling me that he was from Nigeria, and then he was telling me all the other different brothers and sisters who was there, like from Dahomey, who was there, like from Ghana, like who was there from Sierra Leone, like who was there from Mauritania and what have you. And I remember, man, I was going back and forth with this clown on Facebook. And like I said, Joe Gibson, you know, you welcome to call in, man. You got the number, man, because we got a full house for you. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't going to hurt you. And also, of course. And then also, too, Mr. Pianchi, I tried to apologize to you, Mr. Pianchi. And very, very sad news, Pianchi, that I found out in my research, man, is that on the continent, Pianchi and Shabaka were brothers, man, okay? And I tried to apologize, you know, to Mr. Pianchi because the co-host, Brother Perez, told me because I called in late. And Brother Perez told me, says, well, yeah, he said,
called into Outlaw Radio because he be making his rounds.
Pianchi.
He be calling all the internet radio, yeah.
Yeah. And what we're going to do, we're going to take Mr. Barnes' advice, man. We're going to upgrade from this blog talk shit, man. It's because, like he's pretty much the same, just to paraphrase the brother, is that this is getting passe, okay? So we're going to try to make some plans on that. So we are reaching out there for some sponsors and whatnot, you know, to take it, you know, to, like, pretty much how Brother Che, you know, has there with a frontline Black News on the StreamYard. Now, yeah. Also, too, and I found it kind of amazing, you know, is that this brother was also telling me about brothers, you know, from Uganda, man, you know, brothers from the Cameroon and what have you. Now, I have come across some of the brethren from South Africa. Well, it's not South Africa. The real name of the place is Azania, okay? Yeah. And I believe Sister Miriam Makeba, you know, had made that, you know, as well, too, because we all know Sister Mary Makeba was married to Hugh Masekela, and she was also married to Kwame Ture. And also, too, that any time a Black man or woman drops the name of the rape and slave trade and pedophile, they refer to him by that same name of the slave owner or the colonizer. You know, it's great insult, so we most definitely will recognize Dr. Kwame Ture. And then, of course, too, the great jazz musician, the one and only Mr. Hugh Masekela, who made a song in 1968, and we have, I'm sorry, in 1965, called The Healing Song. You know, we used it as our intro as well, too. And also, too, and of course, that he made Grazing in the Grass. Yes, sir.
General, quick question. Are we pushing it for 3 hours, or...
Okay, we got 1 hour of airtime left. You know what I'm saying? If everybody has something more to contribute, by all means. If we want to start making closing statements, you know, that's cool too, because it is 8 p.m. out here, or 8:50. Yeah, it's 8 p.m. out here in the West. You know what I'm saying? So which means it's 9 p.m.
I
got to
break north, General. I'm sorry to say that, but
now, I'm gonna break off too, brother. It's 11 p.m. here. In the East, so
yes, sir.
It's been a blessing. I'll be in tune, brothers. All right.
Yeah,
peace,
please.
Love.
Thank you for joining us.
Peace and love, my brothers. Keep pushing.
Always, man. Yes, sir. Absolutely, indeed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go ahead,
yes,
Romel. Give us your closer.
Okay, my closing is, my name is Romel Sanders, the Angel of Peace from the East. Understood in the neighborhood near you. Bringing the hope without the throw. Official phone line campaign. Salute to the fallen soldiers. Salute to the active soldiers. I'm on my military time. I'm on my military grind because I'm utilizing my military mind. I just say fuck the police, fuck the government, fuck Biden. It's all about revolution. Holler back. Peace.
Yes, sir, indeed. Concur. You know what I'm saying? You don't get no argument from me. Okay. And then also, too, our number there with the last 3678, you know, just press 1, you know, if you want to join in on a closing comments. Okay, so we're going to go with Brother Jamel with his closing comments. And thank you so very, very much, sir, you know, for joining us. You know what I'm saying?
Continue to not let nobody piss on your leg and convince you it's raining. Continue.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Gotcha. Indeed. You know what I'm saying? As we say in Los Angeles, you know, pissing on our head telling us it's rain. You know what I'm saying? Or cat, you know, up there defecating on you telling you it's snow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And keep in mind that Los Angeles is the land of illusion. You know what I mean? And I'm sure,
yeah,
Dr. Barnes, that you did see my video that I did from Hollywood Boulevard last year that I fulfilled the promise where I did walk down, you know, the walk of shame, you know what I mean? And then I did crumb bum on him there in front of the Man's Chinese Theater right there in front of where Chris Rock got slapped out at the Kodak Theater and what have you. And I told them what they was, you know what I'm saying? And I told them what they was, and then it's up on my board. I'll pull it up or just let me know or inbox me at Shabaka Sankori on Facebook, and I'd be more than happy to reshare it and what have you. Because, see, this stuff that they got going on with us Black family coming up out of there is just downright diabolical. Now we got robot dogs, okay. We got the nanotechnology, okay. Then we got the instrument, you know, to effeminize Black men. You see what I'm saying? And what it is, and I'm of the opinion, and gentlemen, please correct me if I'm wrong, is that they hate us is because they cannot be us. You see what I mean? Yeah, you know, Professor George James said with the stolen legacy, okay, it's because, you know, as he wrote off in his book, is that these cats like Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, you don't hear nothing about these dudes, man, until they went down there to Kemet. You know what I'm saying? And then
that's
also,
right,
too, we are reaching out to Dr. Boyce Watkins, you know, to get with us when he can. We also most definitely are reaching out to Dr. Christina Parks, who's doing some very, very excellent research in her area of specialty. And always a shout out there to Outlaw Radio, you know what I'm saying, with all the outlaws, Courtney and Mr. Barnes, the witch doctor and what have you. They always are dropping some gems. Also too, a shout out there to Black Eye Stand Radio, Mr. J Dizzle. Also too, a shout out there to Jonathan Bourne Out Loud with New Black Knowledge, you know what I'm saying. And most definitely a shout out there to Frontline Black News for all the crews, you know what I'm saying. Okay. And so we're going to make our closing comments, Mr. Dr. Barnes and myself, and we'll be seeing everybody next time. Okay, closing comments, Dr. Barnes.
Well, I want my people to focus on what's in front of us. And I say this all the time. This is actually a great time to be a black man in America. And I know a lot of people, they want to talk to me about, you know, some of the negative statistics, you know, in our community. But first of all, let me say statistics aren't people, and they can be skewed.
Right.
It depends on who, you know, it depends on who got the gun. Like they say, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. But I want to say this. Awareness and the access to information is priceless. And we live in a society, we live in a time where, as a black man, you can go and find out whatever the fuck you want to find out, okay?
Yes.
Even if you're going to go into some government shit with J. Edgar Hoover's FBI, you'll get redacted documents, but you can get those documents. You feel me?
Right.
And so I think right now we have less excuses than we've ever had. Now, I totally understand the way we've been treated in this country. I totally understand the systematic nature of how we've been oppressed and how – but my enlightenment has shown me that we're not the only ones who are a victim of this demonic government, this demonic people.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so what's more important right now is for people to understand that – if you don't have solidarity, you have nothing. And that means we as a people, not with no corny ass, we need to come together cliche type shit.
No,
it's way more complicated. It's way more complicated than that in the black community because we have a spectrum of blackness here. Everybody wants to be the blackest person that you ever met. But there's a spectrum of blackness, and it's based on your understanding. Okay? Yeah. And when we can create spaces where we can come together and talk about this spectrum and really be able to say, hey, man, I was indoctrinated like this. You were indoctrinated like that. We're going to deprogram this program. This is a virus.
Right.
This is a virus.
Right.
We have to deprogram ourselves and inform ourselves. You know, I love KRS-One because he's a great lyricist, but also I've always loved him because of his name, which is knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everyone.
That's right.
You feel me?
All right.
And
yes,
so when we get done talking about woe is me and oh, it's so bad, and start talking about I'm a bad motherfucker because I'm a black man who know how to read. I'm a literate black man who can comprehend the words. A white man can't talk me down. He can't insult me linguistically. And think he got over because I pull him to the side and say, hey, man, what the fuck you just said? Man, I heard that bullshit you said.
Yeah.
That's because I'm informed. That's because I'm informed.
Yes, sir.
And I would encourage my people, and it's cool because I know when a lot of people jump into the understanding, they want to, you know, get into, I got to be more African. I got to beat on drums. I got to wear a kente cloth. What you have to do is understand the plight of the black man in the United States of America, foundational black Americans. That is your plight. That's your plight. So what you got to do is you got to dive deep into how they actually did it. This is why I'm a fan of critical race theory, because it talks about the legalities of racism. It don't talk about who got hung and who got sprayed with a water hose. It says, well, we look into Washington at that time, what was going on is these laws were on the books, right? It was the how it was legalized. So I just want to do that, man. I said too much. I'm sorry, man. I love y'all, man. Y'all know I fuck with y'all the long way. Like you said, Milwaukee, I fuck with y'all the long way. So
always, Dr. Barnes, and it's always a pleasure of having you, brother. And most definitely, man, give us our regards there, man, to the rest of the outlaws there, you know, out of Milwaukee. Okay, Brother Che, your closing arguments, sir. Your closing arguments. I'm sorry, closing statements, man. We ain't no damn court. Oh, yeah, man. And like I said, man, I hope them palm trees beat them buckets, man.
Oh, my God, not happening.
I hope the palm trees beat them buckets, man. Lakers got to rebuild the team, man. They got to tear it up and start all over again. You know what I'm saying? So it'll take the Lakers about 4 or 5 years to rebuild the championship team.
And
I don't understand how they got
all the championships. thank y'all for tuning in to Shabaka's Bucket Spirits and we are at war, Black family. It's 9 areas of human activity that we're at war in, and that is economics, that is education, that is entertainment, labor, law, politics, or as I call it, politics, or a pile of shit, religion, sex, and war in all 9 areas. So,
yep.
We are the champions. That's what I've been singing. We are the champions. Lady Chase
Hall is
getting up.
Not yet, man. I'm going to put on the palm tree, man. Yeah, you're going with the Miami.
We're at war, Black family. We got a ways back. We got to do as everything that we said on this show. Like, we got to have the 4 forms of production. We got to get our what is rightfully ours, our goddamn reparations, cut the goddamn check, and we got to separate from these savages. They have been arguably, disagreeably, how did Brother Khalid Muhammad put it? They have been disagreeably to the point of being disagreeable to the point where we cannot live with them no more. Everywhere that these people go, they spread nothing but murder, death, and destruction. They are a plague and a parasite to this planet, and they got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, Black family, we need to be arming ourselves, training our children how to shoot, how to protect themselves, how to defend themselves, and we need to add
ourselves
to the war, because we are. And we need to replace this global system, and it's a global system. It's not just America. It's a global system of racism, white supremacy. And all those areas are being controlled by that. And we need to actively work to replace that with a system of justice to guarantee that nobody is mistreated by the color of their skin. And those that need the most destructive help get it. That's the code.
Yeah.
If we get on code here in America, we can get on code globally. But everybody's looking at us.
Yes, sir.
Black Americans. We are the spark of the revolution.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. And then also, too.
Stay educated and stay motivated, Black fellas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here are my closing statements here at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. This is episode 345 of season 7 Okay. Now we appreciate Dr. Barnes, you know, from checking in with us there from Milwaukee. Check him out there, you know, on Outlaw Radios and what have you. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you can follow us, you know, on our like page on Facebook, Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. Inbox us, you know what I'm saying? Let us know what you'd like to talk about. You can also follow us on Tweety Bird at Chewbacca Capital EXP. So we'll be going out, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go out classic from Humaster Kayla. It's called Stymella. And thank you all so very, very much for joining us. And check with us here Friday with Grand Rising with Chewbacca. Definitely check out the Twitter handle at Chewbacca EXP and here on Facebook with the like page, Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. You know, click the like page, share the like page, and that there is where our preliminary information comes up for our upcoming episodes. And the air date of this episode is May 23rd, 2023. And bid you good night from Las Vegas, Nevada.
That comes from Mozambique, Angola, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Botswana, Namibia, Lesotho, Swaziland, and the whole hinterland of South Africa. This train carries on in the young men and old men who are conscripted to come and work on the continent in the gold mines of Johannesburg and its surrounding metropolis. Deep, deep, deep down in the belly of the earth, when they're digging and drilling for that mighty evasive stone, or when they dish that mishmash mud food into their iron plate with an iron shovel, or when they hear that choo-choo train and screaming in a puzzle in the far horizon, they always curse the coal train that brought them to Johannesburg. Amen. Yeah,